identified like you did, Hubert. It was a wonderful one, and it wasn't your fault that they didn't make it. You did the greatest job anybody's ever done.
Yeah, I'm sorry, let you down a little.
No, you didn't. It's a lot of other folks, but not you.
Is
our own people in the party that created all the problems, all the conditions, stirred up all the divisiveness, and now they're blaming everybody else.
Yeah.
But you came out of it in mighty good shape, and I just wished it could have been a few hundred more.
That's right. Well, could have done it just a little better, but we're not going to cry. Nothing you can do about it. We'll be back there. I'm going to take a few days off. And maybe go down to Cadillo Bay. You tell Lady Bird I'm going down to her favorite haunt now.
Well, I'm trying to locate her. Just let her tell you how much we all love you. We've been in tears. We sent you a wire at Waverly.
Thank you so much.
I think I'll just read it to you. You may not get it. You've fought well and hard. You've carried your convictions and the standard of our party with eloquence and magnificent courage. In 20 years of national service, you had no finer hours than those of the past few weeks, in which you awakened the support and the interest of millions of our people. As a fellow public servant and as Democrat, your friend of two decades, I'm proud of the brave, enlightened, and vigorous campaign you waged. Come here, Bird. I know that you'll continue to serve America and the cause of freedom for as long as you live. My deep admiration, affection to you and Muriel.
Thank you.
Bird.
Yes, dear.
You were just great. I was so proud of you. And there wasn't a soul in this house but what was standing around and looking first happy and then droopy and, well,
yeah,
you were just magnificent. And so was Muriel.
Well, Muriel's last year. I know she likes the work here. I just thank you so much.
And anything that we've got, we want to share with you, and we're just so proud of you. Nixon's coming on. I better let you go.
Let me just have Muriel say hello to you.
All right.
Bird?
Yes, dear.
Hi, dear.
You emerge as the star of this.
Well, bless your heart.
Even if it is on very slightly the little end.
Well, it was really a terrific experience for our whole family and all.
And I think you have a place in the hearts of the people that'll just will always be remembered. Both of you do. And Hubert's last statement was just so eloquent and gallant, and I just loved it.
That's wonderful. I just wish we could have carried it for you folks.
and tell all, I better, if you're going where I think you might, tell all the fish hello for me.
I will. That's exactly what we're going to do, dear.
Okay.
We'll leave by Friday.
That'll be wonderful.
Are you going to be up in Washington?
By tomorrow, I think.
Well, maybe bowl a little tomorrow night or something.
Goody, goody.
When you get back?
I'd love it. Call me as soon as you get back.
When we get back, I'll give you a call.
Just one second.
Yeah.
We love you, and you are wonderful, and whatever we got, we'll divide it 50-50 with you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
It was a great experience.
God bless you, darling.
Thank you very much. Here's your...